Sure, I'd be nice cake.
What about a soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
That's mush.
Okay. And what do you call bread in loaves made of white flour? Maybe you buy it at the store or you make it at home. Loaves.
Loaf bread.
Okay, if you buy it at the store, you say, I'm going to get
a loaf of bread.
Okay. And what about a round, flat pastry that has a hole in the middle, made with baking powder and so forth? It's sweet. Or there's one that's made with yeast, too, and people like it with coffee.
Coffee cake.
Okay, what about that one that's about like that and has a hole in the middle?
Those are donuts.
Okay, is it the same word, whether it's the big one made with yeast or the little more like cake one?
Well, now, the coffee cake is made up different from the donut.
Uh-huh, and a coffee cake does not have a hole in it?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what about round flat cakes made with wheat flour, made with white flour, and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Those are hot cakes.
Okay, any other words for those?
Oh, they used to call them flapjacks.
Okay. And what do you call the meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Salt pork.
And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and the hog's head?
That's sauce.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? The little
seed.
And what about the center of a peach? Is that the same?
Seed.
And what do you call a peach when the meat sticks to the seed? What kind of a peach?
That's a pressed peach.
And what about the one that separates easily?
Oh, that's an Alberta peach.
Okay. Any other one that separates easily besides the...
No, I don't know too much about peach juice.
Okay. Tell me about some beans that don't have to be shelled, that you eat them...
Snap beans. Those are snap beans.
Okay.
It's a pole bean, and then it's a... snap bean.
Okay. And what about those that do have to be shelled?
Oh, those are peas.
Okay. Any others? Any other
butter
beans? How's that?
Snap bean, butter beans and peas and
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
That's the green.
Okay, and do you eat the tops of beets?
No, ma'am.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
That's on the cob.
Okay, how you say it?
On the cob.
Okay.
Corn on the cob.
Okay. And what about a little animal that looks like a squirrel but is smaller and he just runs around on the ground? He has light with darker stripes on his body. You all have something like it. It's about that long.
Rat.
Well, I think that they're asking about another one here, and I don't believe that they have them in South Georgia. You ever heard of a chipmunk or a grinny or a ground squirrel?
No, we don't have them in South Georgia.
What about a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back that smells bad?
Skunk.
And what do you call the little creature about so big that hops along on the ground? Some live on land and some live in the water. You know, they go rope, 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 rope.
Toad frog.
Okay, how's that?
A toad frog.
And is he a land frog?
A spring frog.
Okay, what's a spring frog?
Well, he hollers when it's going to rain.
Okay.
That's a spring frog.
Okay, and is that a smaller one?
Sure, it's real small.
What about the one that live in the ones that live in the water?
Those are bullfrogs.
Okay.